Sitka's BioBlitz was headquartered at the Sitka Sound Science Center, which acted as a hub for biologists and volunteers of all ages.
This is one of the squirting tunicates, and another part of another tunicate, the invasive tunicate, was growing on this one.
Small children and adults bustled in and out, carrying buckets of seawater and ocean discoveries. One of them is Michelle Putz. She was looking for invasive species at Crescent Harbor.
I got out there a little bit late, and they were looking for things. And when you're out surveying for any kind of animal or plant or whatever, you're always excited when you actually find it. But when you're working on invasives, you don't really want to find it. So it's kind of funny, we're out there and we found some of these invasive species and we're like, woo, we found them, which is exciting. But it's like, wow, that's not a good thing. We should be saying, woo, we didn't find them.
While volunteers hit the docks and coastline, volunteer divers headed underwater. I met Patrick Fowler with the Department of Fish and Game at A&B Dock, where he was working with divers to document and collect invasive species.
So we have a couple of bags of samples that we've collected. Our divers are doing a great job of identifying the invasive tunicates versus the native tunicates, and are simply just kind of throwing them up on the dock, and we're bagging them up for a definitive classification.
Back at the Sitka Sound Science Center, scientists and volunteers alike were busy documenting their finds. John Stein is the director of the center and says the Blitz is part of a growing concern that invasives are making headway in Alaska's waters.
It's part, I think, of a national concern about animals coming in on the bottoms of freighters from foreign lands. But we want to see what's happening and see what the effect is on the local populations of intertidal animals.
Linda Shaw is with the Habitat Conservation Division of NOAA and says invasives are on the move.
In most of the lower 48 and many parts of the world, invasives are there. They're already out of control. They're at a point where it would be extremely expensive to do something about them. But in Alaska, we aren't there yet. And we have a golden opportunity to get ahead of the curve, find infestations early when we can do something about it and it's not too expensive.
Alaska has had historically low numbers of alien species, but recent studies have shown a jump in their population. Sarah Cohen is an associate professor at the Romberg Center and says this jump might be because scientists have only recently started to document invasives in Alaskan waters. At this point, she says, there are probably invasive populations anywhere there is a high density of boats. Tunicates, a relatively new species to Alaskan waters, were the main target of last weekend's blitz. These little gelatinous creatures are also called sea squirts and come in many shapes and colors. Some are solitary, tube-shaped animals, and others are more gregarious, living in sponge-like colonies and carpeting the sea floor, boat hulls, ropes, and sometimes crustaceans. It's these little colonies of tunicates that worry scientists. Linda Shaw says the fishing industry should also be on guard. An example in Georges Bank off the coast of Maine tells the story of invasive tunicates all too well.
There's a tunicate didendum that is on Georges Bank, very famous fishing grounds in the Northeast. They were the cod fishing grounds. It's covering huge areas there, like up to 6 miles in diameter areas on the bottom.
And with all those tunicates carpeting the bottom, groundfish can't eat off the sea floor and could starve to death. And she says Alaskans can't count on cold waters to keep invasives at bay. Studies have shown many invasive species do just fine in colder water. Tunicates have already made a stronghold in Sitka, but how are they getting here? Sarah Cohen from the Romberg Tiburon Center, part of San Francisco State University, wants to find out.
They're probably coming a lot from boats moving north along the coast. And it used to be we thought of a lot of invasives as coming cross ocean in ballast water, but these don't have larvae that last in ballast water, so it's probably whole fouling. And so they're moving in hop, skips, and jumps up the coast on all different types of boats.
In other words, these little guys are hitching a ride and colonizing the coast as they go. Cohen hopes to use DNA samples from the Blitz to track their origins, which some scientists believe may be as far south as Central America. This information, she says, could influence policies surrounding boat travel and someday limit the spread of invasives. Sitka's BioBlitz was a combined effort among a host of different universities and scientific bodies, including the Smithsonian, the Romberg-Tiburon Center for Ecological Studies, and Alaska Fish and Game. Reporting in Sitka, this is Lily Mihalik.